Anonymous asks, I know that we're not allowed to use lights on Shabbos because when we turn them on, that might create a spark somewhere in the generator. What if we are to come up with a method of creating lights by the use of chemicals or nuclear reactions where no sparks are involved? Are we allowed to use them then? And also, how does this opinion extend to the use of electricity that has nothing to do with lights? First of all, the prohibition of turning on lights, electric lights, on Shabbos is not necessarily because one may create a spark in the generator. But the glowing filament in the electric light is a prohibition of bishul, of cooking. For one who makes a piece of metal red hot, softens it, and that's considered cooking. It's also considered burning, havara, making something burn. Creating an electric circuit or completing electric circuit is considered building or finishing off something and making it into a kli, making it usable. These are all possible prohibitions, and therefore making light by the use of chemicals or nuclear reactions may involve also heating things up in a way that they're considered cooking or completing circuits that are considered building. And this also applies to the use of electricity, where it has nothing to do with lights.